The Public News Service Daily Newscast for August the 8th, 2022. I'm Mike Clifford. Children in Missouri are facing unprecedented levels of anxiety and depression. That's according to the 2022 Kids Count Data Book, released today by the NEKC Foundation.
The report finds mental health is a concern across the country as kids felt the pressure from COVID-19. Nationally, nearly 12% of children had anxiety or depression, while in Missouri, it was about 11%. Missouri Kids Count Program Director Tracy Griever Rice says it's crucial that kids have access to mental health care.
In metropolitan areas, we have clusters of mental and behavioral health professionals, but in more rural areas, access becomes more of a challenge and impacted by non-clinical things like transportation.
She adds that affordable health coverage options, either through private insurance or Medicaid, also is key to ensuring access to care. About 6% of Missouri kids lack health insurance, according to the report. Mary Sherman reporting.
And now from New Mexico, since 2020, the state has been working to create a more cohesive, equitable, and effective early childhood system. But it could be a while before it climbs out of the 50th place in child well-being.
The 2022 Kids Count Data Book shows New Mexico placed last in a 50-state report from the Annie E. Casey Foundation, analyzing how children and families are faring. The state launched its Early Childhood Education and Care Department 2 years ago, and Emily Wildow with New Mexico Voices for Children believes it's making a difference.
They've done a ton of work to make sure that more kids are in school, to make sure that more families can access child care assistance to pay for it, and we get a lot of their states looking to New Mexico to see what we're doing in early education.
A recent study by Wallet Hub placed New Mexico in the top 10 best states for early childhood education programs based on access, quality, and the availability of resources and economic support. I'm Roz Brown.
New Mexico does have one of the largest land grant funds in the country. This November, voters will decide whether more of it should be allocated to early childhood education. Now from the New York Times, the Senate passed legislation Sunday that would make the most significant federal investment in history to counter climate change and also lower the cost of prescription drugs. The Times reports the measure, large elements of which appeared dead just weeks ago amid Democratic divisions, would inject more than $370 billion into climate and energy programs. The bill would allow the U.S. to cut greenhouse gas emissions about 40% below 2005 levels by the end of this decade. This is PNS. In about a month, the Pennsylvania General Assembly revisits a controversial proposal with 5 separate amendments to the state constitution.
Groups that oppose Senate Bill 106 are using the next few weeks to rally their forces. SB 106 could deny the right to abortion care and funding in Pennsylvania without exception. Another potential amendment would tighten rules about voter ID at the ballot box. Laura Nevitt with the Keystone Progress Education Fund says in the meantime, groups like hers are reaching out to voice concerns about SB 106, particularly the prospect of an abortion ban.
The work now is just about, one, educating people about this constitutional amendment actually would do, why it is not good for the people who live in Pennsylvania, making every effort and attempt possible to prevent it from getting on the ballot.
For now, she says a person still has the right to get an abortion. For a public news service, I'm Danielle Smith.
Governor Tom Wolf already filed a lawsuit to protect reproductive rights in the Commonwealth. And despite numerous challenges, Eastern Kentucky schools and advocacy groups are working to make the upcoming school year as normal as possible.
Kentucky State Director for Save the Children, Alyssa Taylor, says school districts in the region have delayed the start of the academic year and are working to approve a new start date. She says schools are the focal point of many counties in eastern Kentucky and adds that with some buildings destroyed, community hubs have disappeared too. She says her staff is working to ensure teachers have supplies.
And not only the structural rebuilds of schools and classrooms, but all of the materials that have accumulated over the years and teachers have poured their hard-earned money into to make a fun and engaging environment for kids.
The flooding has killed at least 37 people. Nadia Romlagan reporting.
Finally, Mike Mullen tells us by 2030, Minnesota wants 20% of all light-duty vehicles on its roads to be electric.
Supporters of electric vehicles, or EVs, point to Xcel Energy's new proposal, which involves adding 750 high-speed charging stations as a big step in building up the region's capacity. Along with commitments from other utilities, there's also $68 million from the federal infrastructure law to help add locations. M.K. Anderson of the group Fresh Energy says these are all important steps.
So if all of this happens, our state will be just incredibly equipped for the EV revolution that is coming.
Xcel's plan, which still needs to be considered by regulators, includes figuring out locations in rural areas where charging stations are harder to come by.
This is Mike Clifford, and thank you for starting your week with Public News Service, member and listener supported. We are heard on interesting radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.